טוב, לא יקרה. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, this is a fascinating sugya. This sugya of Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. It seems like one little nook within Hilchas Mezuzah, and yet it stretches in so many different directions, both in terms of Makoros, it takes us to Yuma, and to Menachos, and to Yerushalmi Megillah, which are our three main sources, as well as the Gemara and Brachos. And it takes us in a lot of directions in terms of touching on a lot of different issues. So let's dive right in. If you were to start from Shulchan Aruch, you would be struck that Shulchan Aruch seems to start and stop and start again. In the middle of the opening discussion, you read here in Resh Pei Vav, we had organized it pops up, we had organized the last Mar Makom was a Sifim Aleph Beis Dal and Hey, and now Sif Gimel, because in the midst of the opening discussion, the first five Sifim, you have a discussion about Beis HaKnesses. And then you come back to it again, Sif Yud. And they don't seem to talk to each other. Also strange. Sif Gimel is very short and just raises the issue of is there a Dira or not? Sif Yud, a lot of different options. How do you make sense of all this? It seems like there are probably, and then something else that strikes us in terms of trying to put the pieces together in terms of Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, is also there's a lot of discussion of facts. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara says this case is Chayiv and this case is Pater, this is here says Chayiv, here there says Pater. It's sometimes hard to figure out the explanation. There's a lot more about the data, about whether you're Chayiv or Pater in what situation. Working that out, but you also have to figure out the why. Why would you be chayv and why would you be patur? So let's try to put the pieces together. We'll start from Yuma. Let's see if we can organize the sugya. I think we'll see that there are at least three different approaches we've shown them in terms of the why. Why would you be patur or why would you be chayv? And let's see how things play out in terms of the what. So the discussion begins most naturally at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You have two braces at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. First you have the Tanur Rabbanon. Tanur Rabbanon says that Beis HaKnesses is Chayiv. And then you have another brace at the very bottom, a Desanya, that quotes a Machlokas from Meir the Chacham. If there's a Beis Dir or Lachazin, if the Shamas lives in the Shul, my grandfather-in-law, Mel Schechter, and he came to YU from Romania as, I think, a 16, 17-year-old. And I believe, if I remember correctly, he showed up in the springtime, and this obviously goes back many, many decades. And then yeshiva closed for the summer, and he had nowhere to live. So he told us, he found a shul on the Lower East Side, where the Shamas had a Beis Dir L'Chazen. Chazen means Shamas. The Shamas had one little room in the shul they lived in. So he worked out a deal with him. I think he would help him out, whatever it was. He was like the assistant Shamas for the summer or something like that, and he got a piece of the room. So this used to be a lot more common. Sure, this is much less common than it used to be. Beis Dir L'Chazen. But that's what that second brisa says. Beis Dir L'Chazen, then you're chayiv. But otherwise, as a stam Beis HaKnesses, machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim. Machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir says chayiv, Chachamim say patra. So the first brisa said Beis HaKnesses is chayiv. The second brisa said only Remeir holds his chayiv. The Chachamim holds patra. That might strike us as a bit of a stira. The Gemara, as you saw, is a little confusing because the Gemara doesn't directly put those brises head to head. What the Gemara does is has a steer in braces about not mezuzah but negayim. Is there does tzara'as apply to Beis HaKnesses or not? And in b'miyashiv that steer, the Gemara raises this machlokas remain the chacham. If you sort of feed it back into Beis HaKnesses, what appears to emerge is that the Gemara's three terutzim really will be miyashiv these two our two brises also. On the one hand, the first brise says Tana Rabbanan, Beis HaKnesses is Chayv Mezuzah, but then later on you hear that it's only the mayor who says he usually Chayv Mezuzah, Chacham not. So the Gemara's three answers about Nagam seem to be applied here as well. One answer is, well, maybe the first price is Rameyer. Rameyer says, Yechayim is this. Basically, the first price is Rameyer. Or, answer number two, maybe that first price is talking about a case where you have a base dira. Base HaKnas is Chayim Mezuzah, made the base HaKnas is with the base dira is Chayim Mezuzah. Okay? So there even the Chavim agree. Or the Gemara had a third answer. What was the Gemara's third answer? Which again, the Gemara is answering Trev Yashar is steering braces about Nagoyim, but likely that it's relevant to the Beis HaKnesses issue, or to the Mezuzah issue also. So the third answer is, well, Krachim versus Kfarim. The difference between a shul in a big city versus a shul in a little village. If you take a look, you see we show them have two different explanations of why that is. We'll come back to that. Rashi and Tosis. Rashi, probably Tosis also, seem to have one understanding of why it is that in a little village you're chayiv in mezuzah, in a big city not. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh seem to have a different explanation. So we'll come to that presently. But Tosis points out, look, Tosis says both in Menachas and in Yuma, they say, look, if you had to ask yourself, what's the maskan of our sugya? So what's the status of Beis HaKnesses? Chayv Mezuzah, Pat Mezuzah, this price, that price, Acharei Kechlov Sakol, all the dust settles, what's the deal? So Tosis writes in Menachas and in Yuma, and the Ritva writes in Yuma as well, look, Machlokes Chachamir Meir, so presumably possibly like the Chachamim, which means that Beis HaKnesses is Pata from Mezuzah. And again, like we said, we had the opening Bryce said Chayiv. It's either that's Rameyer, we don't possibly like Rameyer, or that's our case of Beis Dir Lachaz. Okay. So the Tosis in both in Menachas and in Yuma and the Ritva, they all say, look, Maskan of our Sugya and Yuma Dafiyav appears to be Beis HaKnesses is Pata from Mezuzah. Unless someone lives there, unless you have room for the Shams, like that shul on Lower East Side. But Stab Beis HaKnesses says, Pater from Mezuzah. Who says that? The Gemara in Yuma says that, and they point to Gemara in Brachos. Whole discussion about where you mechabit people to go first and why not. The Tos points out, if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, the Gemara in Brachos there also, because the Gemara talks about going into a shul. Do you let someone go, do you mechabit someone to go ahead of you? Going into Beit Knishta, so the Gemara appears to say there that Beis HaKnesses is Pater from Mezuzah. So what emerges, again, Tosis is on the one hand you have Maseches Yuma and Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin, that Beis HaKnesses is Pater from Mezuzah. They say, Kasha number one, but you have a Gemara Menachos. Menachos says that Beis HaMedrash is Chayv Mezuzah. In the sugya Pesach Haragel, I'm giving it off. So Tosis has two. Tosis in Menachas has one answer to that question. Tosis in Yuma here has two answers to that question. Tosis in Menachas says, "Well, that case is irrelevant because that was a case where it wasn't just a freestanding Beis Medrash. It was a door between the Beis Medrash and the house. So that's different because there you're chayim because of the house." So after the first kash and the first tarot, where are we holding? Pater from mezuzah. Well, unless there's a base deer in it, the house next to it. But basically, pater from mezuzah. But then, Taisus, both in Menachas and in Yuma, say we have a second problem. We have a Yerushalmi. The Gemara Menachas, that sounds like your chayiv that we could get rid of. That will say that because of the adjacent house. We have a Yerushalmi Megillah that says that you're chayiv. This Yerushalmi we saw already in Resh Pei Tes. This is Yerushalmi had a discussion about how high. A very, very tall doorway. So that's where Yerushalmi had said, then you don't go for Shlish El, you go Keneged Ksefi Yosef. So that Yerushalmi, the case Yerushalmi is talking about, is a Beis HaMedrash. It seems to have been a freestanding Beis HaMedrash that had a beautiful soaring doorway. Beautiful Beis HaMedrash, the beautiful soaring doorway. So why are we discussing how high the mezuzah is? It's a base marriage, it shouldn't be high at all. So basically, the stira. And on the one hand, the Gemara, our Gemara and Yuma, the Gemara Bracha says Pater, and I have a Yerushalmi that says Chayiv, and maybe a Gemara Menachah says Chayiv too. So how are we going to solve this? So the Tosis in Menachah just stops. It said, but we have Yerushalmi says Chayiv. Sick. Not really sure where you. Tachin, Stymie, where does that lead me? The Tosis in Yuma says we have a solution to that also. No. It says, you know why that case was Chayiv? Those Batei Medrash, they say the Beis Medrash in Menachas, the Beis Medrash in the Yerushalmi and Megillah, those were private Batei Medrash. That was that Talmud Chacham, that Amora's own Beis Medrash. So that's Chayiv. What does that mean? So this brings us to the first approach to this sugya. When Tosa says, well, if it's private, then you're Chayiv, so that appears to line up with what Rashi says on the next oven, you base them enough. And the Gemara says, oh, the stira in Brises, Chayiv Pater. The Gemara said, well, maybe the difference in the Brises is Krachim versus Kfar, as we mentioned before, big cities versus the villages. What's Pshat Krachim versus Kfarim? So Rashi says, you're Pater in a big city because, or there's no Negav in the big city, you're Pater from Mezuzah in the big city shul, because it's owned by the public. In a little village, so the 15 families who live in the village, they own the shul. It's privately held. That's what Rashi says. They're Bailam Meyuchadim, Bailam Nikarim, a little village. We can identify, we can enumerate who are the 10, 15, 20, 30 families who own this shul. So this is a privately held shul. Beis HaShutvin. That's what we said before. That your chayv mezuzah is whether one person owns it or a group of people own it. Whereas in the krach, in a big city, say he says, Ein la bailam, Rashi's Ein la bailam miyuchad. I can't identify who owns the shul. So it's like a corporate ownership. Kalish owns the shul. So what Rashi is saying there on Yubez and Aleph is what? Is you know why your shul is pater from mezuzah. Why is, right, we mentioned before, have to figure out whether you're chayv or pater, but also why? Like what's the biradman? What's the issue? So this Rashi in Yubez and Aleph, in explaining krach and kfarim, is giving us our first approach in Rishonim to what's the underlying issue. The underlying issue, Rashi says, is ownership. You know why your shul is pater? Because no one owns it. And there's only a shul and a krach. A big city shul is a corporate. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. You can't say there are particular people who own it. And you're only chayiv and mezuzah if they are a bailam. That's what emerges. Rashi doesn't make a big deal of how this is a fundamental point, but if you unpack it, Rashi was just presenting as he's being masber the last teretz in the Gemara. But that's his side stick. Rashi is saying, why is Beis HaKnesses Pater? Because it doesn't have Baal Miyuchadim. And the case where it does, it's Chayiv. It sounds like, offhand, that Rashi is aligned. We mentioned it already a couple of times. Tosfos in the fourth paragraph of Menachos raises the issue, we'll see it coming up elsewhere as well. Is there a requirement for the Chi of Doraisa Mezuzah? Is there a requirement that someone own it? Beis Echa, literally, that you own the house. And we mentioned when we get to the sugya of bayis hasachor, of a rental, so we'll see that some Rishonim understand that rentals are always minat Torah, never chayiv, because the person who lives there doesn't own it, he just rents it. And other Rishonim say, no, ownership is not necessary for chiyuv daraisa, and if you rent it long enough, then you are chayiv. Okay, we'll get to sachor, we'll see. But that's an open issue in Rishonim. So Rashi seems to understand that the Chiyuv Mezuzah depends on certainly Min HaTorah. If I rent this, then it's Rabbanim Chayiv. But Min HaTorah, I have to own it in order to be Chayiv. If it's a private residence that I rent, then I'm Chayiv Min Rabbanim. A shul, which is not privately owned, is Pater Lagamri. That's what Rashi says in Yubez HaMenach and Yuma. And that appears to be what Tosfos is saying also in the previous Amud. When they say the teretz to all this is, it depends whether there's a private base manager, says Chayiv. Why? That's aligned l'chora with Rashi. That's aligned l'chora with Rashi. Interesting, yeah, and that's where the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkat and Tess, quotes the Tosis. The Chorot already Rashi. They seem to be aligned with each other. So that, if you're trying to work out, so what's this, I have Mekoros that say, Mekoros and Chazal that say Beis HaKnesses is Chayev. I have Mekoros that say Pater. So how am I going to work this all out? So one Yishuv is Rashi. And Tysus, Rashi and Yuma, and Tysus and Yuma, who say the answer is it privately held? Is there private ownership or not? In a case where there's private ownership, is my own based on Medrash, or it's a based on Knesses, shall Kfarim, a little village shul, which is owned by enumerated list of families. So then I'm Chayiv. But otherwise, I'm Pater. The reason why you're Pater, why did Chum say you're Pater and on a Beis HaKnesses, because no one owns it. So that's the first Hesber in why there's a possible Patur. And the why is, the first Hesber is a lack of Bailus. And that explains the details. That explains the details. That Kfarim is Chayiv. In these case, in that case of Menach, the Gemara Menachas, the base medrash is chayiv, yeah, because it was a privately held base medrash. And the Yerushalmi Megillah, it was a privately held base medrash. So that's one approach. You had a question.
Yeah, why is it, if it's Nikar, does that make it more privately held? I mean, it's still not owned by an individual.
Yeah, well, right. So you want to know, Rashi's Nusach, and your Beis Amalif is, in the Kfar, there are Bailam Nikarim. And he says in the previous Dibur, by Krachim, Ein Lav Bailam Miyuchadim. So I think what that means, Bail of Nikarim versus not Miyuchadim, I think what that means, I was saying before about corporate. In other words, if I have a village shul, so there, yeah, this is a real Beis HaShutfim. I can identify there are 15, 20, 30, 40 families who own this Beis HaKnesses B'Shutfim. So Beis HaShutfim is Chayiv. Doesn't matter whether they're 2 Shutfim or 40 Shutfim. What we're saying in the previous Rashi says, in the Krach, because everyone's coming and going, it's a big place. Ein lo ba'alam yuchadim, it sounds like I can't identify who the owners are. It's like a corporate ownership. The shul. Who owns the shul? Oh, everyone's coming and going. Klal Yisrael owns the shul. It sounds like what we would call corporate ownership. Which, by the way, would mean that the way we organize shuls nowadays, there is a membership list, even if it's a big, big shul, but there is a defined membership list. So you could make the argument that even if it's a big shul, and yes, you might have a shul that services, you know, it's in a busy location, a busy urban location, there are many guests who come to daven here also, which is what Rashi was saying, Krach, people coming and going all the time, people come in business, you know, shuls in Manhattan that, you know, have millions of people or still have, even now, with remote work. Still have so many people coming through. All the people, you have an area, a big urban area, where you have loads of guests who come to daven here. Yes, but on the one hand, you could argue. But Lamasa, most shuls, certainly shuls in residential areas, even if they serve as guests as well, but there's a defined list of members. On the other hand, you could also argue, but our shuls are all corporate. I mean, we have members, but the members are members in a non-profit organization, which in turn owns the shul. So that sort of raises a larger question that posts can deal with in many areas of halacha. To what extent does halacha recognize the notion of the modern legal notion of a corporation being a separate artificial legal person? It's relevant to Ribbis, it's relevant to Chametz Pesach, and maybe to Mezuzah. If you have a corporation owns a shul, defined memberless, and they're the members in this corporation. So when you say, look, it's a corporation, it's not a private, it's not owned by a person, the corporation isn't Jewish, the corporation is just neutral. Or you say, no, Lamas, we see the corporation as being owned by its its shareholders, or in this case, it's the members of the nonprofit, and that whatever the corporation is really just is the bialis of those bialis. That's a general question. That's an interesting question in terms of shul bezman hazeh. Okay, so again, coming back to the Kor Sugya, so Rashi in Yuma and Tosfos in Yuma say, look, I have a stira, I have a Gemara in Yuma, Gemara Brachas say Pater, I have a Gemara Menachas and a Yerushalmi Megillah say Chayiv. And the answer is, it depends whether it's owned by a person or people, or is it corporately owned. Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachim doesn't really have defined owners. Doesn't have defined owners. So that's one approach. Now the Rif, you look in the Rif doesn't really point out the Stira. He often does not point out the Stira, the Tosfos does. When he quotes earlier on, when he quotes the Gemara in Menachos, he does not really focus, by the Pesach HaRagel, he doesn't really focus on the fact that Beis HaKnesses is Chayav. At the end of the Rif, Davavam Beis, B'Dapi HaRif, when he gets to our Gemara in Yuma, there he says clearly, Beis Knesses is Pater, Paskin is the way Tosfos Paskin, the Ritva Paskin, yet the Maskana of the Gemara in Yuma, they Paskin like the Chachamim, Beis Knesses is Pater, unless it's a Beis Dira. L'chazin. Or a village. Why is a village Chayiv? So the Rif says there's a different Pirush in the Gemara than Rashi. Not that the village is different because you have Bailam Nikar and Bailam Yuchad is defined list of owners. The Rif says a different shot. You know what the difference is between Karach and Akvar? He says because people in a little village, if you have passers through, where do they live? So they live in the little village. You don't have a separate place for Orchim to live. So the Orchim live in the shul. And the Nemuka Yosef explains. I think it's Nemuka Yosef who explains. A big city. So then, yeah, you have a big tzibur, hundreds of families. So they're organized. And they have the means to have a separate, have one building that's a shul and a different building, which is where people who are hachnasas archim, where people are passing through stay. But so you don't have, in a big city, you don't need to have the archim stay in the shul. But a little village, there isn't anywhere else. The archim are going to sleep in the shul. So whereas where Rashi saw the difference between krachim and kfarim being a question of owners, defined owners, the Rif says it's a question of, it's the same as Beis Chayav, Beis Dir L'Chayav. The Rambam says it also. The Rambam presents, you know, if you have a shul in a big city, will be Chayav if you have Beis Dir L'Chayav. And in the villages, you're Chayav because you tend to have the Orchim sleeping there. Yeah.
What was the problem with the Gemara's answers? It's not a Gemara, it's two different answers, really, not three. The Gemara's three answers are really two answers.
Correct, that's a good point. Right, that's a good point. That's why the Rambam organizes it. And you're pointing out that for Rashi, the Gemara's second and third answers are totally different lumdas. Second answer was the Dir al-Chaz, and the third answer was Kfar, which is the issue of ownership. Whereas I don't think it's a kasha on the Gemara. It's a good ha'ara for the Rif. And second and third answers are just different versions of the same underlying issue. Sometimes you mamish have the shamas lives in the shul, and aside from that, in a village you're going to assume that the orchim live in the shul. So different application of the same yisum. But here's where things get curious. You look in the Rush. So the Rush at the end, the Rush is always patterned after the Rif. He took the Rif, then he added more comments of the Balei HaTosfos. So at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, Siman Tezvav, he quotes the Rif, that the Beis HaKnesses is with Pater, unless there's Beis Dir L'Chazen or in a Kfar where the Archim sleep there. If you look earlier in Siman Yod, he quotes Tosfos. Well, on the one hand, the Gemara says that Beis HaMedrash is with Chayiv, the Gemara Menachos, but what do you do here? What do you do that? Da, 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 da. And he says it over the way Tosfos Menachos says it over. That he says, I can be Miyashev, the Gemara Menachos. Maybe that's not Chayiv because of Beis Medrash, it's Chayiv because it's attached to a private home. But then what do you do with Yerushalmi? And like the Tosfos Menachos sort of pauses there, doesn't give the teretz of, oh, that Yerushalmi is chayiv because of the private ownership. So it pauses. And then says, well, the Maram, Taka Mezuzah, is Beis Meresh. Like the Yerushalmi. Where did that leave you? So number one, it sounds like he's giving a Hezber in Taisus Menachas. The Taisus was clear. There's a stira, and the answer to the stira is there's no stira, it's a question of ownership, no ownership. But how about Taisus Menachas? They just sort of left you hanging with that Yerushalmi. What did that mean? So the Rosh seems to make it clear by calling the Maram, and the Maram Taka did that. It sounds like he's saying it's Taka Machlokas. The maskana of Tosis and Menachas is there's a machlokas. We're not being miyashit. There's a machlokas. The Bavli seems to say pater. Yerushalmi seems to say chayiv. And the Maram was taka machmir for the Yerushalmi. Interesting. It's machlokas tanoim, Remeir the Chachamim. And machlokas seems like Amoram. Bavli seems to say pater. Yerushalmi seems to say chayiv. And Maram was taka machmir for that. But then later, in Siman Tezvav, as I said before, he just said like the Rav, that the basic Knesset is Pater. What's going on? And Siman Yud, he seems to say, Tak Yerushalmi says, Beis Meresh is Chayiv. Maram will Taka Machmer. And Tezvav, he says, no, you're Pater. So steer in the Rav. Yeah, what did he say?
The Maharam, it says like the Yerushalmi there, unclear. It says he's doing it because he didn't want
Murah,
therefore he put up the mezuzah.
Yeah, that's what they call it. He started having his bad, he would fall asleep in the middle of Seder, and it's an old minig. He's taking out this mesh. Maram Rutenberg, Dolly Rishon. He says he would wake up, and at a certain point he started having these frightening dreams or something, the Ruach Ra, whatever that means. So he understood that meant that he should put up the mezuzah. But why do you understand that? He put up the mezuzah, why? You know, we pass lo b'shamayim. You don't pass in halacha because I had a dream. You pass halacha based on working on the sugya. So what does Maram mean? So pasha is what it means, and the rush seems to the way the rush presents it. The Mordechai, it's a little hard to know. The rush seems to be saying that the Maram was machmir for Yerushalmi. He was having these bad dreams, saying, you know, maybe I ought to be machmir for Yerushalmi. I was being making like we're making like the Bavli, maybe I should make like the Yerushalmi. But then you're left wondering, what does the Rosh think? Okay, so the Maram thinks, in Siman Yud, he says, Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi, and my Rebbe, the Maram, is Machli Yerushalmi. And then Siman Tezvav, he just quotes the riff that you're Potter. What does the Rosh think? So the Maram is just, you're a Chayev Potter, what's going on? So the answer to that Stira seems to be in the Rosh's Chaver, another Tam Naram, another one who quotes the Maram, the Mordechai. The Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Gaos Maimini were all contemporaries. They were all three Talmidim of the Maram Wurtenberg. I think they were the three most famous Talmidim of the Maram Wurtenberg. The Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Gaos Maimini. So the Mordechai has one line, which the Shach quotes. And what's the more in the top of Ches Amud Beis, the Mordechai says, he adds a line. There's the Mordechai. Ches Amud Beis. Again, Amudim are mean columns. So in Rosh and Mordechai, there are four Amudim to adopt. This is Amud Aleph and this is Amud Beis. You turn the pages, Amud Gimel and Amud Aleph. So the top of Amud Beis, he says... He says, how do we paskin? V'chein halacha she'beis ha-medrash chayil b'mezuzah b'beis ha-knesses v'adai pater. Mordechai says, and you have to unpack it more. In other words, what was the stira that Tosis had begun with? The Gemara in Yuma says pater. The Gemara in Bracha says pater. On the other hand, the Gemara Menachem, sorry, the Gemara Yuma says Pater, my brother says Pater. And then the Gemara Menachem says Chayiv. The Yerushalmi and Megillah says Chayiv. It's a Rashi And Tosis and Yuma had said, oh, the divine line is, you know, privately owned versus not. The Mordechai say, no. The divine line is the Gemara in Yuma that says Potter, the Gemara in Bracha says Potter, we're talking about Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, the Gemara Menachas said Chayiv, the Yerushalmi Megillah said Chayiv, we're talking about Beis HaMedrash. And Mordechai says, they're not the same thing. Beis HaKnesses is Potter, Beis HaMedrash is Chayiv. It's a little tricky because there was one line about Beis Medrash in the Sugya and Yuma, but only in a Tzaras context. But overall, the Sugya and Yuma is only talking about Beis HaKnesses. So that's the Mordechai's teretz. That the Yishuv is not privately owned versus not. The Yishuv is, there's no stira. Beis HaKnesses, it's Pata. Beis HaMedrash, it's Chayiv. That's an interesting second answer. And that would be Miyashiv the Rosh as well. In Simin Yud, when he handles, and it comes to the conclusion that Chayiv, maybe you got to work out that's where the Rosh is driving as well. But when he landed there, he quoted his Rebbe the Maram, that was about Beis HaMedrash. On the other hand, he quoted the whole back and forth. But maybe that's really what he's driving at. Maybe that's what Tosfos Menachos is driving at. Maybe. But certainly, what do I have? Rashi and Tosfos and Yuma understand Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash are in the same basket. The issue is there ownership or not? The Mordechai is saying, no. The answer is, we only say that Beis HaKnesses is Pater. Beis HaMedrash is Chayiv. And the Shach points out, and then we'll take questions, the Shach points out that reads in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch rather. Shulchan Aruch going back, we had started by saying, well, Siv Gimel, Siv Yud, what's going on? Siv Gimel, Beis HaKnesses, Yeshua, Bedir, L'Shem Adam, Chayiv, Mezuzah. Shul is Chayiv, Mezuzah, if someone lives there. Sam seems to include either Dira Lechazen or maybe also Orchim. But that's it. Otherwise, Pater. The only reason why Beis can't be Chayiv is in such a case as there's a Dira Sadam. Well, Sif Yud, Beis HaMedrash Pater Me'amazazah, Beis Medrash is Pater. This is a Pesach HaRagah, let's say it's Lebeso, then you're Chayiv Mezuzah because of the house. Yesh Arm Shem Beis HaMedrash Chayiv Mezuzah. V'nachal lachush l'divrayim, avolo yivarech aleha. Shachar says, look, some say Beis Medrash is Chayiv Mezuzah, it's a good idea to machmir, but since it's all in machlekes, you shouldn't make a brach. So what's that all about? So the Shach says, yeish omen Beis Medrash is Chayiv. He says, well, shiv kan yutez, lo damu Beis Knesses, siv gimel. Why do we have this machlekes siv gimel also? Beis HaKnesses is part yeish omen Chayiv. I record for if we're quoting the Maharam, let's quote the Maharam consistently. So the Shach says, no, that's only Beis HaKnesses. That's only Chayiv if you have Beis Dira, if a Beis Dira. But Beis Medrash Yesh Omer Mitachayiv. Why? Shaltal here is giving a Hezbo in the Mardechai. Shach says, Shaltal Midim Yoshuvo Mi'aboker Ad Erev Domeh L'Dira. Well, here you're there all day. Here the Shach is explaining what the Mordechai is driving at. The difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash is based on how many hours a day is the Beis HaKnesses in use. Well, the Beis HaKnesses is in use every time I'm there. Okay. But how often are you there? So if you had a security camera in a shul, the vast majority of the time, nothing's happening. The vast majority of the time, no one's there. During minyan time, people are there. But a Beis Medrash, he says, yeah, all day long. And a Bokar Erev, Beis Medrash is busy. Beis Medrash is busy for hours and hours and hours and hours. All day long. So that's Chayiv. Beis HaKnesses says, you're there for davening 2 hours a day. What is it already? An hour a day? How many? You have a couple of minyanim. But the vast majority of the day, the Beis HaKnesses is empty. But Beis Medrash is full. So that's, and now we come to circle back. Not only do we have a second teretz to miyash of the stira, but it corresponds to a second havana in the lamdas, which is why is a Beis HaKnesses pater, but some Beis Medrash is chayiv. It's not a question of ownership. For Rashi and Tosfos and Yuma, it's a question of ownership. It's not owned. That's why it's pater. But Mordechai seems to be saying the way the Shach understands, The Marche seems to be saying it's a different issue. It's an issue of the lack of diras keva. Going back to that, remember the Rambam had four conditions for the type of dira that a room has to have in order to be chayiv. One of them was diras keva. We're going to get to that more fully further on. But that's the very next sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Sukkos chag b'chag, bayisha b'svina, chanuyisha b'shvakim are pater. Why? So that's a quote from the Rambam. The Rambam says they're pater because they lack diras keva. The sukkah, the diras aroi. Bayisha b'svina, we'll get this. We'll explore how come bayisha b'svina is considered to be not kavua. Chanuyisha b'shvakim. The stores, when we get to that, we'll see a discussion, you know, are these stores that are open every day but closed at night? Or are these like booths and fairgrounds that are only used for 1 or 2 weeks a year? And the rest of the year, they lie fallow. And that seems to be what the Shach is aligned with. If you use it for hours every day, so then you're chayiv. That's a diras keva. But if it's only used for 1 hour a day, for 2 hours a day, that lacks diras keva. So now we have a second hesbron. Why is it Beis HaKnesses Pater? Rashi, and Taisim, you can understand Beis HaKnesses Pater because it lacks owner, defined owners. And therefore, in the case where you do have defined owners, you're chayiv. In the case where people mamish live there, maybe you're chayiv midrabanan. Okay. If someone's mamish living there, eating and sleeping, then you're chayiv. The Mardechai seems to understand, and maybe that's what the Rosh holds also, maybe that's what Tosafot Menachos holds also, but certainly the Mardechai, and he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as Yesh Omrim, the Mardechai and the Shach say, no, the issue is not ownership, the issue is Keva versus Aroi. And that's why the teretz to the Stira and Sugyas is not, as Rashi and Taisus and Yuma said, owned versus, privately owned, versus not, but rather it's Beis HaKnesses versus Beis HaMedrash, because the Beis HaKnesses is barely used over the course of the day. A Beis HaMedrash is all day long. All day long it's used. Yeah. Question?
Yes. Is this chosen in Rashi and the Shach, or the Mordechai, now the Gemara never meant to include Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash in this
Gevaldik. And then there's a third approach. This is before. Lechor, there are three approaches we've shown into the underlying lumbus. Why is it Beis HaKnesses Pater? So again, Rashi and Yuma, and the Taisus Yuma said Beis HaKnesses Pater because it doesn't have defined ownership. And therefore, in a kfar, when it doesn't have defined ownership, it's Pater because it lacks defined ownership. The Mordechai, the Shach, the Mordechai says it's a Beis HaKnesses is Pater, but Beis HaMedrash is Chayiv. The Shach explains Beis HaKnesses is Pater because most of the vast majority of the day the room is not in use. So Lechora, it lacks Diras Keva. And then finally there's a Rambam. Positioning is critical. Where the address of a din tells you so much about the very first piece in the Brisker of Sefer on Rambam. He already makes that point. Whether the din is in things in Perek Hay of Hilchos Talmud Torah versus Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that'll tell you. It didn't cover the Rambo, it didn't cover Talmud Chacham. The Rambam, one of the Rambam's major objectives in writing the Mishnah Torah was to give each din its proper location. So location is critical. Positioning is king in Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam is clear, and here he's also explicit, that Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, it's not because of Diras Keva. When he had a list of the 10 conditions, it's because it's not a Diras Chol. Now, the Gemara had said the din of Chol versus Kodesh, but our Gemara had said that Chol versus Kodesh, the top of Yud Aleph and Beis is Harabayis Alishkos Vazaras, Beis HaMikdash, and Harabayis is Pater because it has to be Chol. Yatsu Elu Shehin Kodesh. But what's intriguing is that when the Rambam quotes it, he very much sounds like, I don't have the Rambam in front of me, but he very much sounds like he's quoting that Braisa but includes in the Braisa the Harabais, the Lishkas, Azaras, and Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaMedrash. And they're putter because they're Diras Kodesh. Wow. Almost as though, like a, he had different gears in the Braisa. And in fact, I believe if you look in the Shiltos and the Bahag, that's exactly what it looks like. There was a different Girsa in this Braisa. The Rif does not have it. Check the Rif. He has our gear. He quotes the Braisa with our Girsa. But I think there were Gaonim who had this alternative Girsa in the Braisa. The Rambam seems interesting. Usually the Rambam is aligned with the Rif, but not always. Here he is not. Here he very clearly says, you're Potter, because it's the usage. Now it's Kodesh. It's Kodesh, but if someone lives there, then you're Chayiv. Which, by the way, is aligned with the opening sugya of the Yuma Mezuzah sugyas on Daf Yud about the Lishkas Palhedrin. Lishkas Palhedrin is Chayiv. Why? Because, again, that's the sugya on Daf Yud, but because the Kohen Gadol lives there, or at least while during that week. From what we call Tzom Gedalia until Erev Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol lives there, so you have to have a mezuzah. Why? Because they have a Diras Adam, as opposed to Diras Kodesh. Meaning, let's understand this. So the Rambam is saying is, you need the right type of usage. So just like he had said that storage is not Diras Adam, so Dira has to be secular usage. It has to be that I'm eating there, that I'm sleeping there, that I'm playing games there. Apparently, even learning Torah, well, actually, that's Torah, learning Torah. If the usage of the room, the Rambam says, is davening, is learning, is bringing karbanos, that's not a diyar mechayevus. This measure is pata from mezuzah. This is not pata from mezuzah. Well, I bet use it. It's my bias because I use it for what? For davening, for learning, for bringing karbanos? That's Diras Kodesh, that's not Machayev. Who some pointed out over the course of the week, and I'm forgetting who, I'm sorry, that it's an interesting, sort of like you have these opposite extremes. That was your, that Diras Sheinah Shel Kavod is Pater, and Diras Kodesh is Pater. So it has to be in the middle. All these diras are important and are mitzvahs. So it's a mitzvah that you're supposed to learn and die. You're supposed to have a place where you learn and die. And l'idach is on the other extreme. You're supposed to have a place where you can relieve yourself, where you can bathe. These are all uses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all functions, all activities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to engage in. But the chiyuv mezuzah is only when you're sort of down the middle. A dira that's not diras kavod is important and you should have it, but that's not a room that's chayim. That's not a dira mechayev mezuzah. On the other extreme, davening and learning and bringing karbanos is obviously critical to my avodas Hashem. But it's not a dira mechayev mezuzah. But in the middle, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm playing, I'm reading books. So that's on the one hand, it's not a diras kodesh, but on the other hand, it is a diras kavod. So that's when you're chayev and mezuzah. So hayotze mikol ha'amur is when the braisa from which we began, the braisa in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, first the braisa said, basic answer is chayiv mezuzah. But then the second braisa said, no, the chacham hold that basic answer is patur from mezuzah. We showed him all assume, yeah, we pass like the chacham. Why is the basic answer is patur from mezuzah? So Rashi and Tosa say, because it doesn't have defined owners. And apparently you need defined ownership. Again, aligned with that sheet that we showed him, that bialos is necessary for chiyuv mezuzah, certain for chiyuv mezuzah derais. And by the way, and then number two is the Mordechai. The Mordechai, maybe there are other Ashkenazim, maybe the Rush, maybe Tosfos Menachos, but certainly the Mordechai says, no, it's based on Knesset, which is Pater, but not based on Meresh, and Shach explains, because the reason why your Pater is, because it's not a Diras Kavod. So that's independent of any questions of ownership. Now we don't need to come on to ownership. Now I can say maybe bais has rental is chayv in our Torah, but a shul is pater because how often do you use it? And then you have the third shita, which is the Rambam. which is Diras Kodesh. That's the issue. Shul is Pater not because it doesn't have defined ownership. Rambam doesn't accept that. Rambam doesn't think that ownership matters. And it's not because it's a lax Diras Keva, because the Rambam thinks even based on Medrash is Pater. It's because it's Diras Kodesh. Diras Kodesh, again, it's aligned with this alternative Girsa in the Bisharecha Brisa, in that long Brisa, the top of Yudhafam Beis. And I would point out by that third Girsa, that Girsa might appear in the Ritva as well. Because if you look, and it's a little hard to know, that I don't have clarity in what the Ritva Shita is. Because elsewhere he seems to seem otherwise, but in Amud Nun Gimel, the Ritva at the top of Yud Aleph and Beis, the Tiyufta, the Gemara ends that whole long race at the top of Yud Aleph and Beis. So then he gives you, okay, let me give you the Maskanas. So when he gives you the Maskanas, he writes, Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses Peturim and Amezuzah Kimasnaisa Dahacha. Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses are part of Mezuzah. As the Brisa says here, and also Kedesanya Lekaman Chachamim Poter Shema Beis Dir Lechazen. So in the footnote number 517, he says Brisa here. What Brisa here? It's only the Brisa later. I didn't see Beis Hakanes Beis Hamedrash Brisa here. Footnote 517 says Brisa Lefanim Lohuska Beis Hakanes Beis Hamedrash. It's only the Brisa later. So Lechora, it sounds like the Ritva had the Rambam's Girsa. This price of all, and that's what also he's taught based on Medrash. Now the problem is elsewhere he doesn't sound like that. Elsewhere he does not sound like that, because later on hard to know. But at least earlier, he seems to understand that like the Rambam. Like the Rambam, like the She'iltos and the Bahag, that it's because of Diras Kodesh. So that's how things play out. Now, yeah, the common practice, it's a little hard to figure out. The common practice, I think, is to assume that this Maharam applies broadly. As the common practice seems to be, you have to work this out more. But the common practice seems to be that we put mezuzah is not only on Beis HaMedrash, but even on Beis HaKnesses. You even have a shul that has a main sanctuary, that has room that's just miyuchad l'tfila, not l'torah, that we still put mezuzah there. That's unverified. I've been told that some of our Beim Taka don't have a mezuzah on their main sanctuary, so that would be consistent with this Mordechai. That the Maram is based on the Maram is saying, yeah, that based on Meir Shishchayv and Beis HaKnesses is Pater, and that's consistent with the Shulchan Aruch presents it. But the common practice certainly is that we put mezuzah not only put mezuzah in the Beis HaMedrash, we put mezuzah in the Beis HaKnesses also. Put mezuzah in the Beis HaKnesses also. So how you understand that? So we'll end with this. It sounds like common practice. If you can defend the common practice, it sounds like we're assuming the Maharam's Chumrah, which again, the way the Rush presented the Maharam's Imach for the Yerushalmi, that applies to Beis HaKnesses also. How does that work? So maybe that's a fourth position. You take a look at the Gra, when we said the Yesha Omrim, Shebeis HaMedrash, Chayv HaMezuzah, there's Kedivar Yerushalmi, Sheviyu Tosas Sham V'Sham. Well, it's like the Yerushalmi. Like the Yerushalmi that Tosas quoted. Meaning, maybe, Maybe you want to say it's like this. There is a fourth approach. The fourth approach is that we're not giving Yasha this year. The fourth approach is Takamash Lakis. The simple reading of the Rosh and the Tesis in Menachos, that the Bavli seems to hold that the Pesach Knesset is Pater, Yishalmi seems to hold Chayev, Maram was Machvi Yishalmi. So the Mordechai says, and it's Pesach Knesset versus Pesach Medrash. But the Rosh never gave a Yishuv. Tosfos never gave a Yishuv. Sounds like there was no Yishuv. Sounds like it's not like us. Bavli holds this way, Yishalmi holds that way. Normally, the vast majority of Rishonim assume Achos Bavli Yishalmi being passed like the Bavli. The Rif writes that explicitly in the closing lines of the Rif on Erevin. The one major outlier in terms of that is the Rambam. The Grub points out in several places, Darko Shal Rambam become Makomos Lipsa Karishami Negra Bavli. It's one of the uniquenesses of the Rambam, in terms of the uniqueness of the Mishnah Torah, is that he's not Bavli centric, even though his Rebbe, the Rif, was. And the vast majority of Rishonim follow the Rif from being Bavli centric. The Rambam was not. But generally, we assume, well, the vast majority of Rishonim assume like the Rif. We're willing to pass like Rishonim, but not against the Bavli. So we would have said here also, okay, Machlekes Bavli Rishonim. If you learn the Tosfos of Menachos, okay, Machlekes Bavli Rishonim. Okay, the Bavli says Pater, the Rishonim says Chayev. Okay, and we'll pass like the Bavli. But the Rosh had added a line to that Tosfos. The Rosh had said, and my Rebbe, the Maharam, was talking Machmer that way. Machmer which way? So the Mordechai, the Rosh's Chaver, he introduced, maybe there's a Chutzin, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Tosfos didn't say it in Menachos, the Rosh didn't say it. So maybe there's a fourth approach, which is, the Bavli holds that Beis HaKnesses is Pater, for whichever of the aforementioned reasons, because there are no Balam Yuchadim, because it's not a Diras Kefa, because it's Diras Kodesh, whatever it is. Okay, but the Rishalmi disagrees. And not that we're going to give a Tosfos in Yuma Rosh, Tosfos Yuma gave a Teretz. Because that Yerushalmi told where they are Balam Yuchadim. The Mordechai is giving a Teretz. It's a Beisa Yerushalmi told a Beisa Medrash. Beisa Medrash is Chayav Diras Kava. It could be our practice, though, reflects the simple reading of the Tosfos of the Menachos, and specifically the Rosh, that it's a Machlokas. Okay. The Yerushalmi rejects these concerns. And we follow the Yishami. The Maram thought it was a good idea to Machmir Yishami. Again, the whole story of the dream. Lamaisa Maram thought it was a good idea to Machmir Yishami. And maybe our practice assumes that we're not limiting it. Yes, the Shach says that the Mechaber reflects the Mordechai. That's Dafka. The Shach is saying like the Mordechai. Dafka Beis HaMedrash is Beis HaKnesses. Maybe our practice is like the Rosh. The Bavli says Pater, but the Yerushalmi says Chayev. Maybe in the Ikra Adin we should have been Maneka like the Bavli, but the Maram developed a Minig to be Machmir of the Yerushalmi. So we're Machmir of the Yerushalmi, and maybe it's across the board. So maybe that's the way to go. So again, three understandings of why a Beis HaKnesses should be Pater. Either because of Ein Baal Miuchadim, or because of Adiras Arai, or because of Adiras Kodesh. But the fact that the common practice is to put up a mezuzah even in a Beis HaKnesses, so either that means that we hold like the Rashi and Tosfos and Yuma, and we think that we do have Baal Miuchadim, okay, like we were talking about before, or because we're following the Maram, but we're following the Rosh's approach to Maram. What seems to be Rosh's approach to Maram, that the Yerushalmi disagrees with all of this. Yerushalmi doesn't have any patur, and our minig is the Yerushalmi, that there's no patur whatsoever. Whatever the Bavli was thinking, patur based on reason one, patur based on reason two, patur based on reason three, but the fourth approach is no patur. Yerushalmi. So that appears to be how the sugya plays out. And as I mentioned before, the sugya takes us into all sorts of fascinating directions in terms of Mekoros, a Bavli and Menachas, a Bavli and Yuma, a Bavli and Brachas, Yerushalmi, in Megillah, different Yerushalmis in the Bavli and Yuma. It also took us in different directions in terms of Hezber. And those are going to recur. We're going to come back to, as we wrap up of Chabura on Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, we're going to come back to the issue of ownership again and again. And we're also going to come back in the next couple of weeks to the issue of Diras Keva and Diras Arai. And we're going to return to this Shach when we come back to talk about the Taz about office space. And a store that's open during the day and closed at night is a Chayv or Pater. We're going to be coming back here to work further and see other applications of the issues of Diras Keva. Shkoyach Chevra.